Federal law bars many immigrants on visas and green cards from getting Medicaid for their first 5 years in the country. States can choose to opt people out of this waiting period when they're pregnant. But many Midwestern states haven't done this. Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs reports this leaves many immigrants with few, if any, options for affordable prenatal care.
Earlier this year, two pregnant women who recently arrived from Myanmar showed up at Abigail Sui's house in Des Moines, Iowa. They needed help finding prenatal care. Sui works for Embark, an Iowa-based nonprofit that supports immigrants. She figured she could help these women navigate the healthcare system.
Because I have been working with Embark for 8 years, I thought, oh, maybe I can advocate. I thought my voice will be heard by people, but not in reality, it's not at all.
Even though the women had visas and were low income, they weren't eligible for Medicaid solely due to their immigration status. And without Medicaid, the women had few options. They couldn't get immediate health coverage from their husbands' employers. And the Affordable Care Act marketplace plans, even with subsidies, were still too expensive. Sui says while trying to figure out the system, one woman didn't receive any prenatal care during her first and second trimesters. When she finally went in, she faced a steep medical bill.
So she's already 8 months, but then she still has to pay for her first, I think around $1,000, and then she just pay it.
To understand this very confusing situation, let's go back to 1996, when Congress passed the so-called Welfare Reform Act. It included a provision that barred many visa and green card holding immigrants from getting public assistance for their first 5 years in the country, or until they got citizenship.
Really, the only rationale that I've seen for it was to try to generate some savings.
That's Kelly Whitener, a professor of public policy at Georgetown University. She says the feds tweaked that policy just over a decade ago to allow states to exempt immigrants from this waiting period to get Medicaid during pregnancy. 24 states have adopted this exception. Others cover this group under state programs. But some don't offer affected immigrants any kind of relief from this ban. Whitener says this has just made the system even more confusing and inequitable for pregnant immigrants.
They're missing out on health care, which means missing out on visits, also means exposing families to really high medical bills and, you know, financial insecurity.
Among the states where pregnant immigrants still have to adhere to this waiting period are Missouri, Indiana, and Iowa, where doctors like Elka Walter try to provide them with the best prenatal care possible. She volunteers at the free medical clinic in Iowa City.
So we do have a small fetal monitor. So if we have some high-risk patients who do need extra monitoring, we have the ability to monitor their strip for, say, 20 minutes, 40 minutes.
Walter says they've come up with a way to operate within the state's current Medicaid system, and it's a complicated patchwork. The free clinic will see patients until they're about 20 weeks pregnant. Then they'll help them apply for Medicaid, which automatically gives them 60 days of, quote, presumptive coverage before their applications are ultimately denied. Walter says they can use this window to get care at larger, more well-equipped clinics.
And then try and get as much of their important prenatal care done, lab tests, blood type and screen, their growth and anatomy ultrasound if they need any consults with any specialists.
Then they come back to the free clinic for the rest of their pregnancy care. This approach worked for Ruth Mungabu. She immigrated from the Democratic Republic of the Congo on a diversity visa and gave birth to two of her children in Iowa.
Les soins médicaux, c'est très bien.
The medical care, it's very good, she says in her native French. However, both of Mungabu's pregnancies were uncomplicated. Walter, the doctor at the free clinic, says it's even more challenging for patients with high-risk pregnancies that need additional care, like expensive tests or ultrasounds on equipment the clinic doesn't have. She says they monitor and care for these patients the best they can with the resources they have. Natalie Krebs, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a regional reporting collaboration focused on public health. The story was produced in partnership with Iowa Public Radio.